Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at it. Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on a Tuesday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Well, we're talking about the Falcons and finding a way to pick up a victory. Well, the opposite was true on Saturday down at the Flats as Boston College comes in and puts 38 up on Tech. They lose by just over two touchdowns, 38-23. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Chad Bishop. He, of course, is the beat writer for Georgia Tech for the AJC. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his work. You can find him on his personal Twitter page at Mr. Chad Bishop. Chad, as always, buddy, thanks for a few minutes on the show. That was a rough one on Saturday to have to watch some of that stuff.
Yeah, it was. And I had a lot of time to process that game. It was a really disappointing performance all around, I think, from Tech's perspective, given what they had just done at Miami, having a week off to prepare for that game, preaching about playing four quarters and 60 minutes of football, knowing they had to stop Thomas Castellanos and that vaunted Boston College rush defense. And giving up that lead in the fourth quarter and simply sort of collapsing there down the stretch. So it's I know it left everybody's head scratching. Even today, I got the sense from Brent Key that he's very frustrated with his team's inability to play consistent football. And that's where they are now, sitting at 3-4, and it doesn't get any easier having to host North Carolina on Saturday.
Yeah, and you know, to your point about the consistency. They haven't won two games. They haven't lost two games in a row, but they haven't won two games in a row. It's been win-loss, 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 you know, I mean, all the way through the season. And, you know, when you – we look, Chad, we've talked about this, you know, 100 times every time you've come on. Those 50-50 games, they have really not gone Tech's way this year, and they just can't seem to build any momentum off of a win.
They go and beat Wake Forest, which at the time I thought – it was one of their, if not their best performances of the year, really all around, and especially on the defensive side of the ball, come home and lay an egg against a Bowling Green team, which Bowling Green is now 4-4, but that's the team Georgia Tech should beat. And then you go on the road and you upset a ranked Miami team with a miracle play with 26 seconds left. You drive down the field and win that game. And you come home and you're favored against a Boston College team, which, again, is not a bad football team, but one you need to win at home. And so I don't know if it's just a case of this Georgia Tech program sort of finding itself under Brent Key, sort of figuring out how to win consistently, sort of still searching for its identity, which Brent Key talked a lot about last week. You know, who is this football team? Maybe that just is their identity, right? Maybe this is just a 500 football team. They'd be fine with that because that would get them to a bowl game. And I know in the long term, that's not what Brent Key wants, but maybe in 2023, that's just who these Yellow Jackets are.
Chad Bishop joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline, the Georgia Tech beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Two stats that stand out to me. They're actually pretty good third down offense. They're 28th in the country on third down. But two numbers that really stick out to me, Chad. Their third down defense, they're 109th in the nation on third down defense. And they're also 119th in red zone defense. Teams have scored 26 out of 28 times in the red zone against them. 13 touchdowns and 28 attempts. If you can't get off the field on third down and you can't find a way to have a few stops in the red zone, it's going to be a long year for Tech because I don't think they can win 45-40 every week.
It really is sort of a broader issue, you know, for the Tech team and the Tech program. That, again, that's what Brent Key has talked a lot about, is the consistency, and that's sort of a microcosm of this team, right? You know, playing pretty good defense maybe on first and second down, and then just can't get off the field. And Boston College was even pretty good about doing that on fourth down, which they knew going into the game that was going to be an issue. A lot of defenses, right, can bend and not break, but this Tech defense continues to break. And despite having some good defensive performances, whether it's games in total or series or quarters, they cannot put those 60 minutes of football defensively together. You know, even against Miami, right? You know, they held Miami to 3 points in that first half, but did not play very well in the third quarter and let Miami take the lead. It's one of these things that they've got to figure out a way to right the ship defensively, and time is running out. They made the switch of defensive coordinator, putting Kevin Shearer back there, and that looked like maybe it was just a Band-Aid to the situation because they played well against Miami, but then came out and did not play very well against Boston College. So, again, it's back to the drawing board for them to try to figure out a way to fix some of these defensive issues. Rush defense has been an extreme problem for them. Getting to the quarterback's been an extreme problem for them. They got to figure out to sort of mask some of their weaknesses if they want to win some games down the stretch.
So the last couple of games for Haynes King have been not exactly a thing of beauty. 12 for 25 against Miami, 14 for 32, maybe his worst game they've played this year, but two touchdowns and five interceptions. Now, he ran the football great, but just the amount of turnovers. I mean, again, we talk about, I thought one of the things about this team that has been the big difference is they actually have a quarterback, not just a guy who's an athlete playing quarterback, but they have a legitimate quarterback. Last 2 weeks have been rough. Like, this has not been very good for Haynes King these last couple of games.
No, it hasn't. I sort of equate it to a starting pitcher, right? You know, a starting pitcher may get off to a hot start, but then, you know, offenses and defenses adjust. The scouting report is out. This is where the guy is throwing the ball. That's sort of what I've seen from my eyes, is defenses have sort of adjusted to the Georgia Tech playbook and to Haynes King. Now, one of his interceptions against Boston College was sort of a freak nature thing where a kid, you know, catches the ball on the back of his hip and takes it for six. On the other hand, if the throw was probably placed in the right position, he's not able to make that play. But I digress. I mean, Haynes King, he knows that, you know, those interceptions are not 100% on him, but he's going to have to take the blame for him because he is the quarterback, and that's the nature of the position. So one of the major issues, too, with his play in for Georgia Tech's offense is they have not run the ball consistently. Brent Key talked about that today. They'll get, you know, Haynes King has a 71-yard touchdown run, you know, but the next run might be for 2 yards, and the next run might be for one. And we go back to the consistency factor where the run game isn't there, so defenses are able to sit back and say, all right, we know you can't run the ball on us, so we're going to drop in coverage, we're going to confuse this quarterback, and we're going to try to get some interceptions. And so it's incumbent upon Buster Faulkner, the offensive coordinator, and Chris Winkie, the quarterback's coach, and Haynes King to figure out a way to get back on track and get back to throwing the ball that they were early in the season.
Chad Bishop joining me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline, Georgia Tech beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. So with all of that said, you know, they sit at 3-4 now, and, you know, if you look at the, you know, ACC and just, you know, the idea of getting to a bowl game, because, again, I don't know that it matters how you get there, but there are still certainly some winnable games. I mean, look, they did beat Carolina last year, but you would have to figure that Carolina, Georgia, that's games that they're not going to be favored in. But Virginia, Syracuse, and then all of a sudden, Clemson can't get anything figured out. And I've seen better Clemson teams lose to Georgia Tech than what this is. So, you know, sandwiched in between Carolina and Georgia at the very end of the year, there's some games that can be had that if they are trying to get to a bowl game, you still might be able to find a way to get to six when all is said and done.
Yeah, the road is not easy. You're right, and especially when you look at it on paper. You know, got to win three of the final five, and I don't. You know, maybe they're going to be favored against Virginia on the road. Probably going to be favored against Syracuse at home. But outside of that, they're going to be underdogs in three of those five: North Carolina, Clemson, and Georgia. I like what you said. You get to six wins, it doesn't matter how you get there. Shoot, they got to 3-3 halfway through the season, and no one thought they would beat Miami and lose to Bowling Green, right? So It's all about just finding a way to get there. And you look at this week's matchup, you say, you know, they're 11.5-point underdogs to North Carolina. Yeah, they beat them last year. But North Carolina is coming off that loss to Virginia, and I don't think that bodes well for Georgia Tech, because I think they would probably rather North Carolina come to town undefeated with all the pomp and circumstance, talk of the college football playoff. Now those Tar Heels are probably going to be a little bit mad, not necessarily licking their wounds. So I think Georgia Tech is going to be in for a big-time dogfight on Saturday night. But if they pull that upset, like they did last year, you're back to 4-4 because they've alternated losses and wins all year long. So, again, you know, like you said, it doesn't matter how they get to six, but they got to get that Syracuse game. They got to get that Virginia game. And then they got to figure out a way to pull off an upset here in the final stretch of the year.
Yeah, and look, say what you will, and I keep pointing to that Clemson game because Clemson's a mess right now. And the Dabo, you know, Dabo and his quarterback, like, things are not going well up at Clemson. And I'm not saying that they're going to go up there and win, and it's guaranteed. But again, if there was a year where you could find a way, just like last year when they found a way to go into Carolina, this feels like maybe as good of a chance because, again, if Haynes King can sling it around and he can get himself back on track, maybe you can find a way to beat a Clemson team up there in Death Valley. I mean, again, I guess, like I said, stranger things have happened for Georgia Tech in those Clemson games, but I think if there was ever a year, this might be kind of like the best opportunity in probably at least a decade that they have a chance to go up there and beat Clemson.
And the thing I'll say about that, and still after seven games of this Georgia Tech team, I still am confident when I go watch them play that they're going to be in a game, right? They haven't necessarily been blown out by anybody. You look at the Ole Miss score, and that got away from them in the fourth quarter, but that was a one-score game in the fourth quarter. They lost to 15 to Boston College, but they had a fourth-quarter lead in that game. They have kept games close by and large. So you're right. You go on the road and face a Clemson team that's been all over the map and been struggling and has had a lot of issues internally and externally. And you sort of trust the Georgia Tech offense, despite them, you know, having some tough games here recently. They're still, you know, averaging 23 to 25 points a game, and Haynes King is still a special talent. I sort of trust them to sort of fix their issues offensively. If they can put it together defensively, they can go on the road and beat Clemson. They can go hang with anybody. And so maybe there's win number six right there, right? If they can find a way to beat Virginia and find a way to knock off Syracuse, you got that Clemson team sitting there who's reeling and having some real struggles. Maybe that's win number six. But I also think it would be a lot of fun if Georgia Tech was sitting at 5-6 going into that Georgia game with a chance like they were last year to maybe get bowl eligibility and maybe spring the upsets of all upsets. But I'm sure we'll talk about that when that time comes.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I don't even want to think about that. I want them to wrap this thing up before it even gets to that point. Last question for you, Chad. What has been the biggest surprise for this team, whether it's a unit, a player? What's been the biggest kind of bright spot that maybe you didn't expect seven games through the season?
Well, we've talked a lot about Haynes King, but to me, that still remains the story of this football team. As you mentioned, I mean, Georgia Tech, to me, has a quarterback now, and the kid is only a redshirt sophomore. He's got eligibility left, and they have really tailored this offense around him and has given that offense an identity for my money's worth. So I know what I'm getting when I go watch Georgia Tech play. I know Haynes King usually is going to be very good, and I think he's only going to get better. His decision-making, for the most part, until the last couple weeks has been outstanding. He's protected the ball, again, outside of the last couple games, has been pretty good. And we kind of forget he's still kind of a young kid, even though he played a couple years at Texas A&M and has played all these games at Georgia Tech now. So I think coming out of fall camp, them not naming him the starter till, what was it, 2 weeks before the opener, and for him to come out and play the way he has and take ownership of a lot of his mistakes and lead the offense and be held accountable publicly and privately, that's been a kind of a feel-good story for me. And I think something that Georgia Tech fans can be excited about the future of the program and the offense with him behind center.
Well, it's going to be a fun game with Carolina, and obviously they have a NFL big-time caliber quarterback. Chad Bishop is the Georgia Tech beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his work, and you can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Mr. Chad Bishop. Chad, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show. We will certainly chat again with you here very soon.
All right, my friend. See you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.